This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are in deep trouble. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Evel Knievel said anyone can jump a motorcycle. The trouble begins when you try to land it. No truer statement could be made about the Democrats. Oh, yeah. They're up in the air. Problem is, they're not going to hit the landing. Oh, my goodness. These guys find themselves embroiled in controversy. I can't even describe for you the level of trouble the Democrats find themselves in. And this, as I said, Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show told you guys, Barack Obama will go down in history as the worst president, the most corrupt president, and it will happen this year. Did you believe me? Are you wondering what's up? Are you keeping up with the news? FBI text now impugn Barack Obama. Text messages involving him. All roads lead directly back to Barack Obama, folks. Shocking new revelations. FBI text messages reveal Obama wanted to be kept informed of how his scheme to frame Donald Trump was working. Oh, yeah, there's no plausible deniability here, folks. Barack Obama knew. He declared, well, it's all, you know, we don't do this. We don't cheat. We don't cheat. The FBI, I stay, keep myself out of it. Look, we got that quote. Let's play that clip.
One thing that I have done is to be pretty scrupulous about not wading into investigation decisions or prosecution decisions or decisions not to prosecute. I have tried to be really strict in my own behavior about preserving the independence of law enforcement, free from my own judgments and political assessments in some cases. And I don't know why I would stop now.
Wow. It's amazing how easy this guy lies. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, 844-551-8255. Jot that number down if you ever want to call the show. Yeah, Donald Trump. Barack Obama, on multiple occasions, sat in front of that national television, you know, audience and just blatantly lied to our faces. He makes Bill Clinton look like a saint when Clinton's doing the old finger wag. We have another clip. We'll play it later. But all roads lead back to Barack Obama. This is what Fox News said. Newly revealed text messages between FBI paramours Peter Strzok and Lisa Page include an exchange about preparing talking points for the FBI director James Comey to give to President Obama, who wanted to know everything we're doing. That's their text message. Now, I want to see what Adam Schiff has to say about this. By the way, paramour. I started using that word about, I don't know, months ago. And now Fox News is now using the word. Come on. Just, if you're going to steal, Fox, let a brother know. No, it's not my word. It is my word. I've been using it, but, you know, I can't say how they stole it. I mean, got it. Excuse me. Anyway, this message is damning, to say the least. From Page to Strzok, these are among the thousands of text messages between these lovers reviewed by Fox News, and the pair worked up for Robert Mueller as they probed this collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. But folks, it's one thing to say that Obama wanted to know what was going on. That's horrible. Now, Obama could say, no, I'm just curious. Now, he's already said, I don't ask any questions about this. And as I said, we have another clip. He pretended that, yeah, I don't talk to him. You know, and he'll, if he does come back and say something on this, he'll soft shoe it and say, no, I wasn't really saying that. I was saying, you know, keep me abreast of how the Bureau's doing. Are you guys okay? You need coffee? You know, the donuts all right? You know, they stale? What? He's going to come back and say something stupid. For the record, he hasn't said anything yet. He's been completely silent. And let me tell you why. Because Barack Obama knew this was coming. James Comey knew this was... That's it? Remember Comey? That's it? That's the revelation in the FISA memo? James Comey, you are one cocky son of a gun to know exactly what you've done. You know why? Why he said that's it? Because he couldn't believe that's all they had on him. These guys are clowns. They believe that their own Justice Department is too stupid to expose him. And I'm going to tell you, that's going to be their undoing. The very people that have been in their employ who have looked at them and said, this is the most crooked group of people. How did they end up in management? Have you sat in that audience before? Have you worked at that company before and said, how did this guy get the job? How did that chick get the job? You're witnessing the Peter Principle in its finest. The dumbest people on the planet appointed by Barack Obama and mostly the Clinton team. And these are not people qualified. And let me give you a case in point. Marie Scharf. Okay? Or Harf. That's her name, right? Marie Harf. The chick I debate lots on outnumbered. This girl is a member, was a former member of the CIA. Dumber, I'm not even saying this just to be for humor. She's one of the dumbest people I've ever met. I'm not going to call her out behind the scenes and green room stuff, but I'm telling you, this is one of the dumbest people I've ever met. She was in the CIA in enough of a high-level capacity that it should scare you. These people are dumb. And the people below them that get the job done day-to-day, they're actually the smart ones. Everybody in that upper echelon is nothing but politicos. Think about it this way. James Comey never had a job in law enforcement, and he's put in charge of the FBI. That should tell you all you need to know. These are political appointees who have an agenda. And when Barack Obama got in office, they thought they had the keys to the kingdom, and they could do anything they wanted. And that's why we find them, they find themselves where they are right now, which is on that motorcycle, in the air, looking down from 40 feet up going, oh, crap, I didn't realize I got to land it. That's their problem. This is huge. This will be, this is going to take you through the weekend. It's going to go through the week. As they start dissecting these text messages, the Democrats find themselves in the air looking for a landing that ain't going to come, at least not when they want.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can guarantee that. And I can guarantee that not because I give Attorney General Lynch a directive. That is institutionally how we have always operated. I do not talk to the Attorney General about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line and always have maintained it, previous presidents.
Just to button this up.
I guarantee it. I guarantee that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Justice Department or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
And she will be
full stop, period.
And she will be treated no differently.
Guaranteed, full stop. Nobody gets treated differently when it comes to the Justice Department because nobody is above the law.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. The problem, the trouble, that is, with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. That's what Lily Tomlin said, and that is the problem that the Democrats have, the Dimmick rats, because they are rats. They are swamp creatures. That's Barack Obama telling you that nobody in this nation is above the law. Institutionally, he says we've operated this way. I didn't have to tell Loretta Lynch not to collude and do any negative stuff, even though, by the way, she decided to call an investigation a matter. But he didn't have to tell her, you know, look, we keep this above board. James Comey, who was informed by Lynch that he was no longer to refer to his investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails, but instead call it a matter, did exactly what his black female boss told him to do, and he called it a matter. And he didn't even have the guts to report, you know what, that's a little bit weird to me that we're conducting an investigation and my boss, the leader of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, says to me, don't call it an investigation, call it a matter. But he could get all kinds of inference from being around Donald Trump. Well, he inferred to me that he wanted me to do so-and-so when he said nothing. She gave him specific instructions. And going back to what Barack Obama says, he says he guarantees us. He guarantees us that these guys maintain strict lines of communications where they don't interfere. No, it is institutional how they do it. You can take that to the bank, period. I think I remember him saying that. You can keep your plan, period. You can keep your doctor, period. Well, he's guaranteeing other things too, period. And let me tell you something, full stop. Barack Obama lied yet again to the American people. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can get this show 24/7. And you're going to want to, because I've told you. I told you Donald Trump was going to win the election. I told you there are going to be many leftists who are going to go to prison this year. I told you, you may very well see for the first time in history a president, a former president, who gets indicted and goes to prison. The only thing that's going to stop Barack Obama from going to prison will be the mercy of the man he tried to keep out of office. That's the only thing that's going to keep this clown out of prison. All roads lead back to Barack Obama, guaranteeing us that there was no collusion, no special treatment of Hillary Clinton. We look at how the FBI treated Hillary Clinton. No cameras, no audio. Peter Strzok took notes or something, made it all up. For all we know, he coached her. They write up some phony report, exonerate Clinton, change the language so that nobody there's no chance that she could be indicted in any way. They change the language. Peter Strzok does this, or somebody does. Does it matter? The cast of criminals in the FBI under James Comey. So they change it all up. Comey comes out and delivers this nice, scathing message about what she did. She did this, she did that, she did this. But it doesn't rise to the level of criminality. Then they find additional text messages, which, by the way, emails, which, by the way, on Anthony Weiner's computer, they had found a month earlier before they let us know that they found those. But again, Barack Obama has assured us that his Department of Justice institutionally, follows these strict guidelines. Mm-hmm. Page wrote to Strzok on September 2nd, 2016 about prepping Comey because, quote, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. This is what Senate investigators told Fox News, and they're saying the text raises questions about President Obama's personal involvement in the Clinton email investigation. It doesn't raise any questions. The questions have been raised. It validates what we already know. Barack Obama was intimately involved. And let me just help you understand this in context, folks. You've got, because there's another rumor out there circulating that Lynch was being touted for a more lofty position. So the left, they structure all their deals. There's nothing left to chance by them. They know where they're going to go. They know the book deal. They know who's going to be paying their money as a consultant when they leave office. All these deals are struck before. I mean, these are done behind the doors. Everybody knows. They know where they're going. So all that this, everything hinged on Hillary Clinton becoming president. What was Loretta Lynch going to do down the road? I'll talk about that later. Barack Obama, he was going to be free and clear. Comey would go on to write his books and teach at colleges and all this, and on and on and on. They've divided up the country. Trump was and he was gone. They had taken care of him. FBI working against him, NSA working against him, FISA court working against him. How could he possibly win? That's why Barack Obama was so confident. Doesn't involve himself in FBI matters. Please, holy mother of fat man, this is nuclear for the FBI, the Democrats, and particularly Barack Obama. Now, I'll ask Carl, one of my callers. Carl said to me a while back, Kevin, you got all this stuff going on. I don't think anything's going to happen. Carl, I'm going to ask you, man. Send me a note. Do you think anything's going to happen? You still believe that nothing's going to come of this? But here's what's interesting about this. It didn't just stop there. The FBI didn't only take an interest in what was going on with Barack Obama. And this, honestly, what I'm going to be sharing with you next, is probably the more scary of everything that we've talked about. This wasn't just about defeating Donald Trump, because defeating Donald Trump was a metaphor for the left. It's defeating you. It's defeating the America that we want. We can narrow this down to Trump if you want. But what I'll talk about next will show you that these guys were conniving across the country. And it makes you wonder, how big is this? And you know, think about this. This is not a cancer, you know, this is not skin cancer. This is pancreatic cancer of the FBI. This was systemic. These are the highest ranking people orchestrating with everybody, governors and congressmen and everybody, to stop conservatism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The left never predicted they'd be in this situation. They thought Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidency. They had stacked the deck in ways that the American public was never supposed to become aware of. And now they find themselves in big trouble. The biggest trouble of their political lives. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, to Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jot that number down. Give us a ring. We love talking to you guys. Your opinions matter. And what we do here is we effectively do our best to represent you. That's what I try to do. I say, look, what are you thinking? What are you wanting to talk about? And let me tell you something. I believed in government my entire life. My mother died. My brother and I got like $100 a month or something on Social Security until we turned 18. And that was a significant amount of money to help my grandparents who were very poor. Can't remember exactly what they made, but I know this. My grandparents never made over $12,000 a year. Never. Their entire career. And that and my $100 a month, my brother's and my $100 a month, is how we sustained ourselves. And we understood that government had a place. I was a witness to it because my mother, who worked the, she didn't live very long. She was only 24 when she died, but she was in the system. When she died, the money from Social Security took care of her children after the fact. If you want to call $100 a month for two growing boys enough to take care of us. And so I understand government. I understand the role of government. When I was researching my ancestry, I look at all the registries and the census, and it hits me that it's good somebody's organizing all this stuff so we can have an idea of who we are, where we've come from, things like that. It's been fascinating to do that. I understand government. I understand that there need to be rules for cars. You ever seen a car and you go, what is that car doing on the road? And eventually, some police officer is going to stop that car and go, look, this car is too dangerous to be on the road. That's the function of government. It's a watchdog of sorts to say, look, I'm not going to get all in your business, but let's make sure that we are safe and all that. I understand it. The problem is, when government goes beyond this idea of being helpful to saying, how can I get something out of you? When you park that car, who determines that the fee for that parking should be $2 for being there too late? Because maybe people would stay because they go, who cares? I'll just pay the ticket. Or $50. Who determines that a speeding ticket should be $20 versus $200? It's completely arbitrary. It's based on what government decides it needs in order to function. And then we get into the real problem. What does government's function need to be? And that's where we are today. We've got leftists who believe government is to, quote, provide for everybody. But that's not what it's really trying to do. Government is trying to provide for the wealthiest people, the elites. In every government run by a leftist, I promise you, the in-game motivation is how to get those people who are in power money for nothing. And chicks for free, if you like that song. So the FBI has not only been at the behest of the former president of the United States, tried to ruin the lives of many people in the Bureau, many people associated with Donald Trump. They don't care. Carter Page worked for the FBI as an informant. They don't care if they ruin him. They don't care if they ruin Michael Flynn, a decorated veteran, lieutenant general in the military. So what? You know, he's collateral damage. And they certainly didn't care if they ruined Donald Trump because they needed Hillary Clinton to be in the White House. But it's worse than that. It's one thing that Barack Obama said, keep me informed, guys, to the FBI, and they were doing it. It's one thing that Comey is orchestrating all of these different activities to, number one, exonerate Hillary Clinton. No matter what Clinton says, she's on her next tour, you know, a little tour crying about why she lost yet again. Misogyny, blah, blah, blah. We've heard all the excuses. Clinton had everything baked. For her not to win is an embarrassment, quite honestly. So we've got all these, this belly aching, and the FBI and the Department of Justice with Loretta Lynch did everything they could to make sure Hillary Clinton would win, including feathering their own nest. And we're going to talk about what they were trying, the rumor about what they had planned for Loretta Lynch. But it's not just limited to the presidency. That's what I found most shocking with these emails. The FBI looks at political races around the country. They were targeting these races, and among these newly disclosed texts struck called Virginians who voted against FBI Director Andrew McCabe's wife for a state Senate seat, ignorant hillbillies. That's what he called them. So within the FBI, you have a guy who's watching this race. Why? Because Andy, Andrew McCabe's wife, is running. She's a good friend of the Clintons. $700,000 of money has exchanged hands between these organizations. McCabe, higher up than Strzok, reporting directly to James Comey, and they've got their eye on the Virginia race, this particular race, as well as the governor's race with Terry McAuliffe. So anyway, here's what the text said. It came from Strzok to Page on November the 4th, 2015, the day after Jill McCabe lost his hotly contested Virginia state Senate seat. And Strzok called the result, quote, disappointing. But look at the district map. Loudoun is being gentrified, but it's still largely ignorant hillbillies. Good for her for running, but curious if she's energized or never again. What he's saying there, folks, is that even with the redistricting that they're trying to do, it's still got too many, quote, hillbillies. People willing to vote against them are hillbillies. Ignorant. Stupid. Remember what Jimmy Kimmel said? Oh, so conservatives are too stupid to have talk shows or to be able to do. Really? So they're trying to gentrify. Now, when they say gentrify, that's a code word for we're trying to make sure that all of these different areas have the intelligentsia, the people who are going to vote for the left. These are FBI people watching this race. And what do you think they did for Virginia? Now, here's what I want to do. I want to know how Adam Schiff plans to explain himself out of this. How's he going to spin this one? Yeah. They said the newly uncovered texts reveal a bit more about the timing of the discovery of hundreds of thousands of emails on former Congressman Anthony Weiner's laptop, ultimately leading to Comey's infamous letter to Congress just days before the 2016 election. On September 28, 2016, Strzok wrote this to Page. Got called up to Andy's earlier. That's McCabe. Hundreds of thousands of emails turned over by Weiner's attorney to Southern District of New York, SDNY, includes a ton of material from spouse. Sending team up to tomorrow to review. This will never end. Now, Senate investigators raised questions about when the FBI learned of this. That's September 28th of 2016. on October the 28th is when Comey let Congress know. He says this: due to recent developments, the FBI was reopening the Clinton email investigation. So they sat on this for an entire month. And here's what I want to tell you. We look at the timelines and we go, okay, so it was a month later. What's the big deal? What do you think happened in between that month? Do you think they got together, Obama, Clinton, Loretta Lynch, Comey, all of them, and said, how do we handle this? She's already indicating, wow, this will never end. What's going on? Meaning, we're in big trouble. Unless we can figure out a way to get out of this, this is never going to end. We can't get Hillary out of this if she keeps getting herself into messes. A full month later. And here's what Comey, they said, in connection with an unrelated case, the FBI has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. I'm writing to inform you this investigative team briefed me on this yesterday. Now, that's October 28th. Which means Comey's saying on October 27th, he got briefed. They had these messages on September 28th. Now, if he had said on the 29th, we got new messages, new things are going to happen, we got to come. He's clear. He sits on this for practically a month, which means they orchestrated how they were going to deliver this. Now, I come back to what I said a while back. A week later, after having to review thousands of emails, they come back and go, well, there was nothing new in those emails. So things are back to status quo. What we said about Hillary, she's free to go, yada, yada. And I remember saying on this show, how in the heck did they go through all these emails that quickly? It's an impossibility. It was a physical impossibility to go through and understand them in any context. But the fix was in. They couldn't ignore it because the Southern District of New York, the cops found them. Here's what I'll tell you, what else you can know. If the police hadn't gotten these emails, the cops in New York, we would never have known about them. Guarantee you. The most crooked people on the planet, folks, and they're going to prison. I'm telling you right now. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I saw this story about Loretta Lynch, and I thought, you know what? This makes a lot of sense. Holy cow. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can reach us by phone at 844-551-8255. Loretta Lynch was feathering her nest. Obama's second crooked attorney general, first black female attorney general, was a crook, a criminal of the highest order, incompetent to her very core, as most leftists are. They hate to admit it, but it's the truth. They shouldn't get mad at me for saying that. You know, I mean, I'm not good at certain things. I don't have a problem admitting it. I'm not good. You know, for example, I'm not a good mechanic. I could have been had I put some time in, but I'm not. I'm not a good mechanic. No problem. No harm, no foul. But no, I'm rifling through some cards here. Anyway, Loretta Lynch was just not a good. There's nobody competent in the Obama administration, period. There was nobody competent.
And people, Kevin, that's a terrible thing. You know, never mind.
The government continued. It continued. It was horrible. The way leftists solve problems, let me tell you, they throw money at it. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be bad. We're 2 years behind on building this project. They don't go, well, let's look at the contractor. No, we need more money. So they throw more money at a bad contractor. That's how they solve problems. They don't get to the root of the problem. But when it comes to their own personal money, boy, woo, in their own careers, they are Johnny on the spot. They know exactly where they want to head. They map theirs out. They map out their kids. They map out a strategy. And let me tell you something about that strategy. That strategy has nothing to do with earning it. Zero. It is know who, not know how. Now, everybody needs a little know who. You know what I'm saying? Know who. For example, if you're trying to get something done, I'll give you an example, a real life example. I have a friend of mine. We support a ministry in Bangladesh. One of my buddies from Bangladesh, his name is Anthony. He wants to come over for a Christian ministry thing that he's been invited to speak at, and he can't get a visa. I'm not going to call one of my homeboys. I contacted a congressman. Know who. See, that's know who. Now, you could say, Kevin, you could go to the State Department. You could do all these different things, and you could give me the know-how. I'm not going through the know-how. I'm going to go to the know-who. Because it cuts to the chase. But here's the deal. It isn't anything that's going to make me something. I'm helping a friend who wants to come and get more information about what he can spread for his ministry in Bangladesh. One of the most dangerous places in the world. One of the most poverty-stricken places in the world. And this guy takes his time to go preach. You're doggone right, I'm going to help him. Selfless. We've been trying to get him over here for 2 years for these various conferences, and he can't get a visa. And it's pathetic. Guy's one of the biggest Christians on the planet, has helped people in ways that we wouldn't even imagine, and he can't get a visa to come to the United States so he could, you know, learn more and go spread the gospel. But that's not the way the left were. It would be, he's going to come over, and then he'll bring me $500,000, and I'll do this for him, and then somebody will get a big fat contract in Bangladesh to oppress some other people. That would be how the leftists would do it. Now, look, I don't know if this story is true. It came to me as one of these QAnon things, and I don't even know what that is. I'll be blunt. I don't know. It's like some secret organization. I don't know if it's an organization or whatever, but here's what I can tell you. Based on what we know today about the DOJ, the FBI, the Obama administration as a whole, the Clintons, and all those band of, you know, merry crooks, Bill Clinton supposedly promised Loretta Lynch a Supreme Court spot. Now, and what leftists would like the world to believe was a happenstance chance meeting between two grandparents. We know that much more happened on that tarmac meeting at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix than what these people are going to tell us. Now, we are never going to know the ins and outs of this. Unless somebody is put under oath, gun to head, and says, you better tell us the truth or else, and mean it, we're never going to know. That's just the way the left works. Why do you think they orchestrated this meeting where those two would meet simultaneously at the airport? And in fact, from what we're told about that meeting, Bill Clinton found out Lynch was going to be there, flew his jet there, and, you know, figured all the details out. And I can't believe Lynch didn't completely know. And then he jumps on her plane with her and her husband, and supposedly, according to this report, promises her a SCOTUS position. Now, the timing of this. Post-tarmac meeting, Loretta Lynch calls off the FBI dogs. You remember this? Originally, they were going to call this it was an investigation. And Hillary kept saying, I'm not under an investigation. I'm not under an investigation. See, that was a clue. Hillary said, I'm not aware of any investigation. Literally days later, they stopped calling it an investigation, and that's when they started calling it a matter. Now, if you don't believe that's orchestration, fine. I don't care. I'm not trying to get all Alex Jones on you. I'm telling you, go back and look. While this was an investigation was going on, Hillary Clinton was denying it is an investigation. And then later on, suddenly, because they kept asking, is this an investigation? I'm not under any investigation that I'm aware of. I'm not under any investigation. The meeting occurs. Next thing you know, it's a matter. So, you know, here's what Comey actually says. Probably the only other consideration that I guess I can talk about in an open setting is that at one point, the Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter, which confused and concerned me. Yet, James Comey did nothing. He noticed, you know, that's a bit strange, but he didn't do a thing. He didn't go to whatever authorities that he's supposed to go. I don't know the chain of command for this stuff. He's supposed to go and say, you know, I had a strange thing happen. I have a buddy who was in Skunk Works, and he says, you know, there was a hotline for any strange situation you could call, and it was a, you know, they didn't know who it was. In this case, he'd have to say, yeah, I was in a meeting with the Attorney General. She asked me not to call it an investigation, to call it a matter. I think that's a problem. He didn't blow the whistle. He did exactly what she told him to do. He called it a matter. So then Comey claims he handled the matter by the book. Everything that they did, you know, for Hillary Clinton was what they would have done had it been an ordinary citizen. So if you were an ordinary citizen, Peter Strzok would have gotten you to interview. He wouldn't have videotaped it. He wouldn't have audiotaped it. He would have taken some notes. They have some kind of a special binder they put things in. And, you know, then with everything that you were being accused of, the FBI director, James Comey, would have come out and said that Kevin Jackson, he did this, he did that, and he did all these other things. And then they would have changed the way that they would, you know, call what my matter was so that I could be freed. That's how it would happen for you, and that's how it happened for Hillary. No different treatment, of course. And Barack Obama told us, he said it in his own voice, look, you can take this to the bank, you know, period. We don't treat anybody different. You know, whether you, it doesn't matter. Nobody's above the law. And he literally says that, you know, look, this is a systematic way we do things. I don't get involved. I don't even have to tell Loretta Lynch, Comey, anybody, anything. This is the way things work. Biggest liar on the planet. So just so we're clear, no proof exists that the SCOTUS offer was made to Loretta Lynch. None. But I'll ask you this, if you follow this scandal, do you believe it's a possibility? Now, unless you can't fog a mirror, the answer is yes, or you don't have two brain cells to rub together. Because when you connect the dots and the timeline of events from Lynch's actions, the FBI investigation, and so on, you know the fix was in. And so if the fix was in, all that had to work was Hillary Clinton had to get elected. So you got text messages now that say Obama was looking at the report, having the FBI report directly to him to let him know how this thing was going with Trump. How's the Trump setup going? And they had some code words. You know they did. We got messages just crazy text messages about all kinds of FBI subversive acts that were going on. And all they needed, if Hillary got elected, Lynch then becomes SCOTUS. She fills the Scalia spot, not Gorsuch. And we got a whole different world. Totally believable. At least for me it is.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.